Sports, the Shogun of sports, apparently.
Yes.
Coming to you from Park Place Arts in beautiful Anderson, Indiana. With me tonight are my co-hosts, the exclamation point, the passionate one, Reed.
Good evening.
And the question mark, the man who cares nothing about sports, Rowdy.
Hello.
And in the middle of the period, my name is Snoop. Gentlemen, episode 339.
What's hello? Konnichiwa, ohayo gozaimasu, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Yeah. Hey, Shogun, A+. Plus.
Yeah?
Awesome.
You're nine episodes in?
Nine episodes in.
You've read the whole episodes?
I've read the whole 1,100-page episode.
Yeah, pretty good.
Remember at Blockbuster, Shogun?
Remember?
It was like four tapes.
Michener, right? Isn't that a Michener novel?
No, I don't think it's Michener. Michener was like Alaska
right. And
all that.
Pacific.
Pacific, but South it was Pacific. It was four tapes, wasn't it? Yeah. Shogun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never saw that. I'm gonna have to go back and watch it though after this
one. Who wrote Shogun?
James Michener.
Yeah,
no. Thank you. I used to shelve that book. Yeah,
even money. It was not James Michener.
I'll take it.
Okay, hold on.
I'm siding with the guy who worked at the library.
I worked at the library. I shelved these books.
James Clavell.
Clavell. Oh, you're right. Oh man. Okay.
Booyah, Kashan, you each owe me even money.
Yeah.
It's been 24 years since I worked at a library, so
I wish you were working there again, Rowdy. Yeah. I think that's your true calling, to be in the library.
Best job ever.
Yeah?
A librarian.
What makes it great? Librarian, those
just
books.
Quiet.
In the library.
Especially now, if I could
just pop in
some earbuds and shelf some books, like, oh man.
Oh, you just want to be like a grunt librarian.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be like a reference librarian or a research librarian.
Reference librarian would be cool, but just shelving books.
What do they do? Just
a reference librarian?
Uh-huh.
Whatever people ask
you.
You
go up
to
there
do.
And say, yo, I'm doing a report on Knights Templar, and they go and find all the Knights Templar action and bring it to you.
But only Knights Templar.
So
that's all I can
do that
find
to
for
all
you.
The librarians?
Nah,
I mean, man. Some of them librarians are just there to tell you your card's expired and they need to see your driver's
like
license.
Like in my library, we had a, so you have the reference section, and then there was the reference desk, and Marsha held it down. She was
Marsha the librarian.
Oh, she was great. But yeah,
is there? I imagine
I do like a library.
I imagine at a library, it's very similar to the military.
Yeah,
they have different ranks.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, you've got the people who just work the checkout desk and
librarian
grunts.
Like back in the day, they would be the ones who also there's checking people out, but they're also like. They've got to clean, wipe down the books. They use the Goo Gone books. They're rewinding the tapes, all that stuff.
Book repair would be cool. I'd like to work in the book repair section.
Is that a librarian who does that, or is that just somebody?
I think that would be more of an archivist, if you will.
I met a guy actually at the...
So those are like the Army Corps of Engineers.
The tradesmen of the library.
Tradesmen, craftsmen... don't typically work in libraries unless it's like now if you're down at the rare books library at
the rare books library
the Lily I think it's the Lily Library, in Bloomington.
Oh, they got the best meth.
So I met
LSD.
LSD.
LSD, yeah. Sorry.
I can't remember if we mentioned that last week, but all the MKUltra LSD was supplied by Eli Lilly.
Of Indianapolis, Indiana.
You got that pig blood, you got that LSD.
Uh-huh. But I met
Viagra.
A guy actually at the Jim Irsay experience this last time.
It always goes back to the Jim Irsay experience somehow.
Talking,
it's a great,
as far as he knows, he's talking sports.
Great,
he brings
great
up Jim
Irsay,
he's talking sports. Yeah.
And they had the scroll that
Jack Kerouac
wrote
on the road.
Mm-hmm. And then literally just wrote in like all in one go. It was like taping together just had a roll of paper and just wrote
through the typewriter
wrote it all out. So now it's on this scroll. And so I met the guy who is he's a
traveling librarian,
traveling book restorer.
Oh, he restores.
Archivist.
Oh,
and he travels with the scroll.
I should have done that.
And I was like, So you travel around with this? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, how'd you get into this? I just, you know how I like to talk to strangers.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And he's like, well, I work at the Lilly. I work for the Lilly Library. And so I the Lilly Library.
Riri Library.
I restore old books, like repair, do all the repairs, like find the right paper and just keep the collection in good shape.
Write new chapters if I have to.
He also restored, I looked him up, he also restored the Indiana Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like all framed and stuff at the State House. He put that
together.
I'd
like to see that treatment.
And so, yeah, it's like you've got, there's just all kinds of skills and
within the library.
You got to know about the paper. You got to know about the glues. You got to know how to sew.
You got to know about pH levels.
pH levels, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just like, man, this is,
got to know about the yeast.
This job, like, this is
Japanese tapes. It's amazing.
But
so, are archivists, is that a different career path than your traditional librarian?
Yes.
Okay, so they are their own, like I said, Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, archivists, I think you usually do a degree in museum, like our friend, museum stuff.
Friend
yeah.
Weeb did.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
So, bottom of the rung, checkout desk.
No, bottom of the rung is bookshelvers.
Part-time bookshelver.
Yeah.
You got to clean out the Dropbox.
High school bookshelver.
Yeah.
And then you've got the people working the checkout, and then you've got the reference librarian, and then you've got the
top dog.
Yeah.
What about a buyer? Would you like to be a library buyer?
That would be amazing.
Yeah. But put those orders in.
I mean, how hard is that though?
Oh, like,
library.
I mean, like, yeah. But doing it for something like the Lilly Library and like traveling.
Oh,
around.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I was talking to this dude. I'm like, so you guys are going to, like, I saw the EarthSay things going to Europe, and he's like, are you going on that too? And he's like, oh yeah, I go everywhere.
I bet he has to go everywhere, right?
Yeah, and he's like, it's great too. And he's like, I've been able to meet up with colleagues overseas, and he's traveling to like rare book. He's like, I was in Sweden last year and went, and I'm like, man.
Oh yeah. Like Johnny Depp on Ninth Gate.
I'd like to get,
that's the dream job. Rare book collector.
Antiquities. That's my wife's favorite movie.
Is it?
It's actually not.
It's a great movie.
That's just a running joke because for some reason, a DVD of The Ninth Gate was like in our house. I have no idea where it came from. I assumed it was hers.
Probably The Eighth Gate, if I would guess.
And she assumed it Portals. Was mine. And yeah, so I was like, sure. Oh yeah, that movie. I was like, The Ninth Gate. Like, we should watch that. And like, you used to have the DVD. She's like, no, I didn't. Like, yeah, I just you had a very small DVD collection, and The Ninth Gate was one of them. She's like, no, I've never heard of this movie. So it's a big mystery. But
I bet I knew whose it was.
Probably one of my former roommates. Mm.
No, probably one of your wife's former roommates.
Probably the lady who snuck through your attic.
That's true, too.
That could have been
your attic lady.
Yeah.
I'd like to. I hope one of these days, Rowdy, you get into a library.
That'll
definitely be my retirement job.
Do you think so?
I like that he's planning on a retirement job. True American over there.
Yeah. It's not really retirement. It's just a different career.
Yeah, career change.
Yeah, but it's a passion project, too.
Right.
Like, he wants to get back in that library, actually.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see the Lilly Library, though, because he was a pseudo-archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably got some dope things in there.
Well, I was...
Expert at LSD and archaeology. That's a hell of a combo.
And pig blood.
When I was in Europe once with, meeting my colleagues in Europe, I think it was in Paris. We were at this restaurant and
100 days to the Olympics, by the way.
Server came up to us and was like talking to us. He was like, oh, are you from America?
Another stranger.
Where are you from? And we said, oh, Indiana. And he's like, oh.
500.
That's what I always get.
No, he's like, Bloomington. Yeah, the Lilly Library. I'm like, yeah.
The what?
And
he must have a funny accent.
He's like, well, I'm a PhD student, and so I'm online all the time using their online collection, researching all these like ancient manuscripts, and so they have them all scanned. And so he's like, I'd love to go over there sometime and actually see everything in person, but. Yeah.
You don't Did you offer to house him when he comes?
Yeah, I was like, dude, come on over. I got you.
I got you. I'm a library guy.
You ever had
myself.
A tenderloin?
Yeah, you ever had a tenderloin? And I live like 15 minutes from the
library. Yeah, but he probably has kind of had a tenderloin, because if he's in Paris, he's probably got shot over to Germany and had a schnitzel.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I'm not trying to say it's the same, but it's similar.
Hmm.
All that dude's had is coffee and cigarettes. He's That's Parisian.
Yeah. And pornography.
Yeah. And weak military.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're going underground again? Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for walking us through the library and that library life.
I do enjoy library.
It's
a good
wonderful.
Library.
Yeah. I mean, they're like more like community centers.
Spent
now.
Days in libraries. They are. The Anderson Library is a nice library.
It's a nice library.
But it is overrun with townies now.
How dare they?
I know.
How dare they?
But they're not reading, dude. They're just hanging out.
Yeah. You have that.
Isn't that what a library's for?
No.
Like studying?
But they ain't studying.
No. My uncle
students of life.
Well, yeah, they're studying other things.
Hard Knocks University. Yeah.
When I worked at the library in high school, I would see my great uncle every day, and he would always come in because he was such a cheapskate. Mm. He wouldn't subscribe to the local paper. He'd come to the library.
It's a man of principle.
Because he lived just a block over. So he'd come to the library.
Oh,
library
yeah.
Every day.
I'd do the same.
Read the paper. I'm
We our dumbass
solved the crossword. He was writing in the paper too.
Oh yeah,
the communal paper solving.
Yeah. No,
back when they used to put it on those sticks,
the spindles.
No,
yeah.
So they would actually
who's
just,
they?
The librarians.
Okay,
the Greenfield librarians.
They were just kind of stacked.
I didn't
we
know
had
if that was
flip,
your...
the flip up shelves. You know, you put the most recent one on the top, and then you flip it up.
Periodical.
So just,
I love the periodical.
He'd just sit there and do the crossword right.
Yeah.
He wasn't even reading the paper. He would just do all the puzzles.
I need to start doing that because our dumbass paper now, it gets delivered by mail.
Oh.
So now you don't get the paper till like 4 p.m.
Oh, news is old by then.
Yeah. It's everything's already happened.
Yeah. It needs more features. If you do that. Yeah.
Lame.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well, I was going to say, I know that you've had some car issues lately, and I did.
Who's you?
Reed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've
I
had
was going to say
yeah,
always.
Truck issues. So I've been doing a little shopping just to see if there's anything in the Indy area. I found something.
Okay, great.
You might be interested in. It's a 1994 Dodge Grand Caravan.
Oh, yeah. White. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Custom paint.
Custom paint, yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is white.
That thing, please tell me it's sold.
A range of different hubcaps for $2,500. It can be yours. Also has hand painted across the side in red paint. God entered my body
paint.
As a body my same size.
Oh man, that guy's selling his wagon?
Well, only one of them. He has a fleet. So yeah, I don't know if we've ever talked about Bob Hickman.
Bob Hickman.
Bob Hickman is kind of a local legend.
Bob Hickman looks like he was the lone survivor of the
Dahmer murder.
No, what's the Hale-Bopp people?
Oh,
Hale-Bopp.
Very much similar energy. Yes.
Yeah. What was that cult?
Heaven's Gate.
Heaven's Gate. Yeah, very good.
Apple or dough and apple
with the kids.
Yeah,
he kept his 75 cents.
It's the bowl haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in
this guy's an Indianapolis legend.
You might see, especially if you frequent libraries. That's where I used to run into him, was at the Central Library. He would come in and use
you
the computer
him, like,
lab to
like
film his
size?
Videos. So let me just I could tell you about Bob Hickman, but let me just put it in his own words. So this is from a...
He's going to have a Google alert on this
pod.
Well,
he was trying to...
Can you mute me?
he's made multiple attempts to try to create his own Wikipedia page for himself. Dude has has like 18,500 followers.
I thought you could create your own Wikipedia.
Well,
page.
You go through it, and then you go through a like process where they certify and say, "Are you worth having?"
The gatekeepers.
I see. Yeah, always a gatekeeper. Yeah.
But this is his bio as he wrote it. Bob Hickman is well known to be the only person on earth with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is God. In May of 1997, while seeking God and laying in bed with his arms raised, moving his lips but not speaking, God entered into the body of Bob Hickman as a spirit body. the very same size as Bob Hickman. This means God entered into my body. We're chained. Now we're first person.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to be clear on what I'm saying here.
Tense chains here.
As a body, my same size, Bob Hickman walks around with God inside of his body. He sees nonstop visions of God, and God has done many healings and miracles at the prayer request of Bob Hickman. Bob Hickman is a truck driver in Indianapolis and sees visions of God from God while driving his semi truck. That's terrifying. And he does. He this is his employment. He bounces around from different trucking jobs. So you might see his one of his many God entered my body like a body my same size vehicles, or you might just be plowed into by his semi truck as he's seeing visions from God.
Bob Hickman entered my vehicle like a vehicle.
Yeah, Jesus take the wheel.
Much bigger.
Bob Hickman was born on Halloween in 1964, and he stands only 5'3". That's only 5'3" tall. Before God went into the body of Bob Hickman, he was a truck driver and jogger, and some things never change. Bob Hickman still drives a semi-truck. Bob Hickman has seen God prophetic and end time visions, and has seen God in visions talking about things from the RMS Titanic to actors and rock stars and many other things. This is a very tame, yes, he's the world's only Holy Ghost filled man.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
5 + 3 = 8. 8 is a holy number. Is that right? Wasn't that one of our holy numbers?
I thought 8 was something.
Yeah, 8's an important number.
Yeah.
We should look that up.
Where's your numerology? What's an 8? Yeah.
Anyway, you were going to
say... Oh, 5'3". Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I didn't think... Yeah, okay.
But God and Bill are one body, so -1. Now we're to 7, and we know a 7.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you want to snap this up, I would say get to it because...
Google this dude. He looks exactly like you're imagining him.
Yeah. Well, and this... this is going to be a hot commodity because I noticed on the Instagram feed for another podcast, which I've appeared on.
The ghost one?
My paranormal podcast.
Radio Cure Nate and Jeremy, the other guy on Radio Cure, Jeremy heard your episode. He listened to that pod and he was like, I listened to an episode that Rowdy was on. And I was like, yeah, dude.
Yeah. So this podcast, it's called Otherworld. And, I tried to get one of my coworkers who had told me this great paranormal story.
About her grandma, right?
She talked about her grandma, but specifically it was about a time when she time warped and...
Been there.
Yeah, it's called Otherworld, and it's episode 53, The Children in White is the name of the episode. But on their Instagram feed today, I noticed in their story, he had a photo of the Bob Hickman van. So now it's nationwide.
You did this.
Man.
You brought those people. You brought that pod to Indy.
All coming together.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely check it out. It's not an appearance I'm proud of because I was not.
It was brief.
I did not want to be on the podcast. And I was actually in Chicago very good. With my family. Oh, really? Oh, I thought I sounded like an idiot.
No, you're brief, but good.
But I guess I never listened to this podcast either. Right. So, yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, it was a kind of a fake phone call where he called and was like, hey, I'm gonna call you, and then you answer and say, oh, hello, and then
how do you think Rowdy answered the phone on this podcast?
Oh man, is it on the podcast?
Yeah. How he answers.
Did you say jello?
No, this is Andrew.
Oh yeah, very professional. Yeah, you're coming in hot.
I was hoping he'd be like, yeah. Yeah. Or what?
Go for Andy.
Prank call. Yeah, go for Andy.
Well, it was when I was in Chicago for
on spring break
with my family. So I'm standing in a park right across from the Art Institute of Chicago.
This guy works on vacation.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I was trying to get this thing done, and he's like, oh, can...
Hey, man, I'm trying to wrap this up.
Will you be on it? And I'm like, oh, man, I'm on vacation. He's like, well, just like 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Okay. So
I liked the episode. Okay, I thought it was cool.
It was a great story.
And your coworker was good on it, too.
Yeah, it was a good one. But yeah, that's a great podcast. So check it out if you're into paranormal stuff. Yeah, it's good. So anyway.
My mom's My mom and dad have a neighbor that they think is, well, she's a...
She thinks she's a ghost.
She's a therapist, so she thinks he's manic depressive, which I'm pretty sure he is. Wait, my parents' neighbor.
Your parents' neighbor.
Yeah, he's
not a therapist.
Oh, your mom's is, the is neighbor's mom's not a therapist. Your mom's a therapist.
Yeah, right.
Thinks
you
the
just
neighbor's,
rowdy
okay,
that.
Sorry.
I gotcha.
Sorry.
Following, I'm tracking.
But he got it.
Yeah.
He was telling her the other night in the yard, she told me about how he is the chosen one and knows where the portals are.
Oh.
And I my eyes just got real big. She's like, what? I was like, never mind.
But I am going to need you to introduce me.
Yeah. Do you think God entered his body like a body?
I mean, if God's going to do it, it's this guy. He is a trip.
Oh, man. Yeah.
What I like about Bob Hickman, having never met him and never intending to meet him, is I think the world needs more people like Bob Hickman, where it's like, you're obviously like, you've got some mental issues. You're not all there mentally, but like, you seem mostly harmless.
Yeah.
So you seem like a good time.
Yeah.
Until you go into a Walmart with a rifle.
Yeah. No,
right. I don't think Bob Hickman's
I think Bob's harmless, and I thought he was maybe schizophrenic.
Yeah.
But on his subreddit, he has his own subreddit. Yeah.
Nobody gate kept this.
What's the subreddit? People were saying it's just r/Bob Hickman.
Yeah. So you can go there and people will post about Bob Hickman. Yeah. I'm guessing Bob Hickman will post
share
about himself.
Fan art. No, he doesn't post on it. It's just other people spreading the legend of Bob Hickman. But he, someone said they spoke to his nephew, and his
nephew
said he had a motorcycle accident and was clinically dead.
Gary Busey.
And came back.
He's
so
Gary Busey.
That may be, yes. So yeah. I think that's what
maybe
the trigger was. But
okay.
Yeah, good guy. Seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy.
You think Bob's ever run into the Hebrew Israelites down there on the circle?
That'd be wild.
Potentially, because he has parked. When I worked on the circle, we would see his van. He'd park on the circle every now and then. But yeah, it used to be I think he lives on the west side of town, like out in Hawville area, I think.
Everybody knows about
so I think he goes out to that library.
Oh, so he's
he's at
lot.
That library a lot, but you can also, if you roll by Central Library, sometimes you can see
his
van parked
box
on St. Clair.
Yeah.
So
are you it sounds like you're a moderator on the Bob Hickman subreddit.
No, I just found it last night when I was trying to find this van for Reed. Yeah. I mean, if nothing else, if you don't want it, I might have to pick it up and turn it into an Uber.
Dude.
Can you imagine calls an Uber and they're like, okay, it's a white caravan, and then it pulls up and you just see that scrawled on the side.
I don't know if you could ever do
hop
the Uber
on in
thing, but you could definitely.
Why couldn't I Uber with it?
It's too old, but you, yeah, they have.
Classic.
Right.
They're bigoted against classic cars
Uber? Older than 2017. But what you could do, it's the same idea. You know, around here in Indianapolis, we have the chicken limo.
Yeah.
And people want to just like, it's like something you have to do.
It's a novelty.
It's a novelty.
Oh.
So you could have like...
Take bachelorette parties out in the God Under My Body Like a Body,
well,
the same size.
Yes.
Van.
I don't know. Bachelorette parties. That's not really Bob Hickman style. I think a bachelor party, they'd probably do it. But yeah, birthdays.
Well, it's not his van anymore. It's my van.
That's true.
I can do with it what I want. God's entered my body.
Oh, is he the dude with the nudes?
Oh, yes.
I'm putting this all together now. Rowdy's been sending us Bob Hickman stuff for years.
Don't search for him on Instagram, or you'll see him in his torture basement, maybe only wearing socks.
But we don't know where.
There's a scream mask down there. It's
very
terrifying.
Chili peppers.
Yeah. But he seems mostly harmless. He seems harmless. Like
they all do.
We just sure. But
he's so quiet.
We need more of those.
He just kept
kind
to himself.
Crazies in the world.
Oh, little Timmy McVeigh. He was such a nice
he's
young
such
man.
A nice boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Until he got dosed with
got
Eli Lilly.
Until he got MK Ultra.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Baby.
You know, Ted Kaczynski really did keep to himself. I don't know.
Yeah. He didn't go bother people. He just mailed them things. Yeah,
also, MK Ultra.
He kept such a tidy home.
Yeah.
Wore gloves all the time.
Yeah, a little one room place, tidy as can be.
Yeah.
Did you know they sold
Nature
that?
Lover?
they sold the shack.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They moved it out of there. The FBI airlifted it out of there.
Like had it in. Yeah. I've seen the photos of it like in a warehouse. Or
I read something that they sold. Dude, if I had millions, I would have bought it.
You think it was
no
millions?
No doubt. No, but if I had a lot of money. I would have bought.
You'd have to have extra money.
Yeah, I would have bought the Unabomber's
shack.
No doubt about it.
pop the you get the Unabomber shack out here behind Park Place Arts. You've mm-hmm. got a lot it can go on. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then you great. Park your God Into My Body Like a Body van right in front of it.
Have an amusement park of psychos. Yeah.
Is it my same size or the same size?
God Into My Body Like a Body My Same Size.
My same size. I always say yeah. same size. So I'm glad I got finally corrected.
He also at one point, because he changes up the paint job every now and then. At one point it was, God Entered My Body Like a Body Perfect Size.
I thought it was
perfect. I remember yeah. that yeah. era. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. But lately he's been
maybe he thought he needed size. To be a little taller. Yeah. Maybe he's shrinking.
Perfect. He's 5'3" is perfect size.
Yeah. Well, for God, apparently.
What God do you think it is?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, it's the Judeo-Christian God.
Yeah. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to touch on some of your favorite subjects, Rowdy.
Libraries, Bob. I mean, it's all connected because
MK Ultra libraries.
You don't go to the library without seeing
Bob religious Pittman zealot psychos.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, let's.
Hey,
do it.
How about some sports?
How about it? Hey, Indiana's got a fever.
That's right. We have a new star player. Rookie sensation Caitlin Clark is now in Naptown. Just got drafted Monday night, number one overall in WNBA to the Indiana Fever. All-time leading collegiate scorer, three-point makes it rain from the three-point line, from the logo, from the arc, whatever you want to call it, the short arc or the long arc in women's ball, whichever you prefer. What was it, like 18 inches shorter on one end?
Eight inches shorter in Portland. It was raining there, though, so it's cold.
Well, it's Portland. They just kind of do whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
Call it the they rules, right?
They don't even care. Yeah. It's pure anarchy there.
No doubt about it. Lots of bridges, lots of directional streets, and pure anarchy.
Yeah.
So she is the new star WNBA player, and they play 40 games in a season, and it's my understanding that 38 of them have already been slotted for national television.
36.
Okay.
36 of the 40 are on national television. They've already moved some of the games to larger venues.
From
Las Vegas is moving
to T-Mobile. Away games.
Yeah, away games. Yeah. There's nowhere they could go here.
Well, I was going to say, Conseco's not big enough, or whatever the hell it's called now, Gainbridge.
Mm-hmm.
Market Square that's Arena's not big enough.
That'll work just
the
fine.
The Hoosier Dome's not big enough.
Also, that night, Caitlin Clark's jersey at Fanatics sold out in all sizes available. Small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra large.
Fanatics is doing WNBA jerseys?
Fanatics is doing all the jerseys. Hopefully they make it. They're probably all see-through.
I was going to say, that's not going to work well for the women's game, is it?
Will
it?
Hopefully they don't all fall apart. Yeah.
Rowdy, will you beer me?
Sure. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
So quite a bit of the stir, we'd say. 2.5 million or 2.45 million people tuned in to the draft.
What'd you think of her outfit?
I didn't love it.
Me neither.
The big jacket is in. It's the first time that Prada has
like was that Prada?
Yeah.
A halter top, kind of a blousy shorts with a big sport coat.
Yeah, the big sport coat thing is in right now, and it's just not my style. It's not what I would wear if I were being.
You wouldn't wear a bedazzled Prada. Giant.
It wasn't bedazzled. It was more like it looked like white leather.
Angel Reese looked like she was going to some kind of gala.
Yeah, she looked nice.
Yes, she did.
Cameron Brink looked nice.
Uh-huh.
I always wonder when I see any draft, men's or women's, like how well is this gonna age?
The outfits.
What they're wearing.
You're right. In some of those men's drafts, those suits get loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that Carmelo Anthony commercial now talking about the 2003 draft, and they're all in like double-breasted, long coats with shoulder pads. Yeah. And they're like, I don't know, Melo. I don't think this looks great.
He's like, missing some rings, a goblet, and a cane.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was it was the largest television crowd for the WNBA draft, and 17,000 people went to Gainbridge Fieldhouse to watch it live.
Oh,
they
wow.
They had a fan fest. Yeah, 17,000 people
showed up. Where was the draft held?
New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looked like a small set. It looked very Heisman-esque.
Yeah, it was
in terms of the venue.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Other notable... And then she was on... Well, who She had a run-in with another famous person, right? As she walked off stage, I believe.
Before she got to hug any of her family, she got to hug Jake from State Farm.
She's a State Farm
She's athlete. Already done some promotion.
She's done some promotion.
But that guy's too many places.
Too many places.
What do you think it's like to be Jake from State Farm?
Pretty good.
Not great.
Pretty good life.
I think it would be terrible. The money would be all right.
Yeah.
But showing up all everywhere and everybody's like, why are you here?
Flo or Jake?
So he...
I'd rather be Flo.
Jake from State... I was reading about him, the actor who plays him.
Kevin
Miles is his name.
That guy's never going to get another role.
Oh, no.
So he...
It's fine. He makes like $2 million a year.
So he has all these different... So he shows up at things like this. He shows up at different sporting events. He hangs out with the Kelseys. He hangs out with Mahomes, who also do State Farm stuff. Apparently, he has two warehouses. There's two warehouses in L.A., just for his outfits. He has
Those red muscle Prada shirts?
Versace, Supreme, blah 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 blah. There's two warehouses in LA for his character's wardrobe, and he said his wardrobe is better than mine, I'll tell you that. But yeah, I think he's enjoying it.
He said his wardrobe is better than mine. Yeah,
Jake's wardrobe is better than the actor who plays him. He didn't get to keep all that.
Oh,
it's all for his appearances.
Gotcha.
And he said this profile I read of him in the Hollywood Reporter.
You have to subscribe?
No.
Okay.
Periodicals librarian over here.
Yeah.
Librarian. Sorry.
Yeah. He
gets deep in them stacks.
He said, I mean, the interviewer, he met him at some restaurant or something, and multiple times people were like, it's Jake from State Farm. And constantly. And he said he's single. He said he goes on dates and then the women will slip and call him Jake. And he's like, if they call me Jake, I'm like, okay, nice to meet you and have a good night. But he's like, So it's
guy's
not,
got a salty deductible.
Yeah.
And he replaced the real Jake. So the real Jake Jake Stone.
The original Jake.
So in the original commercial where the wife is like,
oh, yeah,
who are you talking
to?
And he's like, Jake from State Farm. And she's like, oh, hello, Jake from State Farm.
Oh, where it's like late at night.
He's like, khakis. So that guy was an actual
Jake.
State Farm employee in Illinois.
Oh.
Jake Stone. And he got booted. Well, Scuttlebutt on Reddit. I switched over from the Bob Hickman subreddit to the Jake from State Farm
/State Farm.
Do you ever cross post?
Sometimes.
Got to. Yeah.
But he someone commented, this is too lazy for pass, commented 9 years ago. I'll come out of lurking for this one. He worked at State Farm and got fired because he got a DUI, and they didn't want that getting out and affecting their image for obvious reasons. He is now a bartender at Pub 2 in Bloomington, Illinois. And in this so he does actually work at this bar called Pub 2, or he did. I don't know if he still does.
Use his second pub. Is it like pub also? Or?
It's just pub II, like Roman numerals for two.
Oh, good. Okay.
His khakis are framed and autographed in the the wall of that pub.
Khakis.
Treated.
Well, framed, not
someone
treated.
Someone else said.
I don't think I have to tell you there's a difference.
Someone else said, I was told he was asking for royalties and special treatment after the commercial was such
a hit. Well, hell yeah.
And then there was a rumor that he had actually died or had been murdered by his wife.
Damn.
But that was not true. He's actually just
living
a normal life. But yeah. But yeah, so Caitlin has to hug
Jake from State Farm.
Fake Jake.
Well, she probably made $50,000 to hug him.
Kevin Miles? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Miles.
Well.
But hey, everybody's got to make a buck.
Party pumping Kevin Miles.
Now, speaking of making a buck, Caitlin Clark, her 2024, her rookie contract, $338,056. 2024, she's set to make $76,535.
That's her, one game for a
mid-risk. Yeah. So her salary for 2024 would not even be enough to cover the purchase of the most expensive Caitlin Clark basketball card ever sold.
Wow.
So the 2022 Bowman University.
That's new this year.
The super,
that's a new line.
Superfractor, mm-hmm. Clark Superfractor 2022 went for $78,000.
And there's probably not even RPA out yet. Of Caitlin Clark rookie patch auto, because she didn't have a jersey
autograph yet. Yeah. There's some autographs out there.
On card or sticker? That's what I want to know. Don't buy stickers.
No
stickers
knows.
In my PC.
Okay, I don't know about all that.
Sometimes they sign a sheet of stickers and then they put the stickers on the card, and sometimes it's on card auto. On card auto is always better.
Okay. Yeah, it looks.
That's
like,
what
it
ePay
looks like
was doing, getting on card autos.
Side note, I saw a really funny video.
Auto 10.
Of ePay. It wasn't really of them, but it was like ePay.
Throwing the ball?
ePay or... Yeah, that was... Yeah. Like, I sent that one to you.
Yeah.
But it says ePay ordering dinner with Shohei. And he's like, what do you want to get tonight? And it says... Shohei's like, I don't know, Mexican. He's like, $50,000 on the Nets? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But no, it's cool. It'll be great to see her around.
Yeah. Where do you think she's going to live, Geist?
Noblesville was trying to entice her with some incentives to move to Noblesville to settle
down.
Make her move to Noblesville.
I was trying to avoid that. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. I read that Noblesville is making a pitch to try and get her to.
Don't do it, Caitlin.
Noblesville's not any. Actually, Noblesville's pretty nice.
Fort Wayne Mad Ants are going to probably move to Noblesville, or they are moving to Noblesville.
They were, they were supposed to move here and use the wigwam.
Yeah,
but our idiot mayor and and county council are a bunch of doofuses.
Yeah,
that's true. But
yeah, because they wanted to be able to close enough to bring somebody up same day.
Right, same size,
same body, same size.
Pacers enter the Pacers.
Same size. Boom. Yeah.
Baby. Also thought it was interesting that the Chicago Sky got Camila Cardoso out of South Carolina.
6'7 Brazilian.
And Angel Reese from LSU.
Yeah, two big ladies. Yeah. That's interesting. I saw that.
Reese said it was great because she's just happy not to continue to have to play against Cardoso.
Well, she'll be a ball handler now.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the season. It starts in May. So we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, not a whole lot of time off for the women after.
But they only play 40 games.
Go so then, deep in the tournament.
And it's a longer season this year because they're going to have a break for the Olympics. The Olympics. Yep. The Paris ones. I don't know if they're going to give up or not.
The surrendering Olympics. Yeah.
What else we got?
Well,
we're like Boban, 40 minutes in.
Boban Marjanovic is taking care of y'all chicken.
He did take care of the chicken. Look at you.
Two sports references, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, if we're counting Jim Irsay as the first one.
Nailed it. Yeah. You're in fuego tonight.
So let me see if I understand this. So he plays for the Rockets, right?
Yeah.
But he used to play for the Clippers.
Correct.
The Rockets were playing the Clippers, but the Clippers have a deal where if the opposing team misses two free throws.
Anyone.
Oh,
anybody misses a free throw.
Two
free throws in a row. Everyone in the crowd gets free Chick-fil-A.
Free Chick-fil-A.
So he was doing a free throw. He missed his first.
Rattled out.
And then was like, oh.
Everybody started
cheering. And he's like, I got you.
Uh-huh. Started pointing and say, I got you.
Purposely bricked his second free throw to give everyone their chicken.
Crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
He points.
Amazing.
Points up. Like, yep, got it.
Polynesian sauce on hand.
That's a great moment.
Yeah, oh, right?
Food and sports.
European players are the best.
He was, a fan favorite when he was there. He even has that. He actually, is it a Jake from State Farm commercial that he has too?
Where they have to reach
the shelves that are higher and higher?
Yeah.
Yep. Houston was out of the playoffs, and the Clippers couldn't change their seed. So it was the meaningless game. It was the last game of the year. And I think there was like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So he was like, yeah, of course, I got you. I know exactly why you're cheering, and I will do the thing that you need me to do to get you your chicken.
The only thing better is if he just screamed, my pleasure, like yes, they do at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a
beautiful moment. Beautiful
yeah,
moment.
It really is. The awareness of some of these guys is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading about this this sponsorship or thing that they do at when they play the Clippers, that when you're there, people really do notice, and they start to kind of get a little antsy, and there's a bit of a rumbling. So he knew once he heard that, like, I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty cool too.
That's great.
Yeah. Awesome.
Do you think he gets free chicken?
I bet he does now.
Oh, he should be the Chick-fil-A spokesperson.
Talking about
free chicken. They have to baptize him first.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, because he's probably Orthodox.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got to say a confessional prayer.
Yeah. Christian, but not Christian.
Yeah. You're the kind of Christian that's too old. Yeah. So, yeah.
With that incense and stuff.
Yeah. Too much liturgy.
Yeah.
Speaking of free chicken, I don't know if you guys saw this. Shake Shack is giving away free chicken sandwiches with any purchase on Sundays.
Sundays?
Oh. Any order, free chicken sandwich. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a Shake Shack.
We got a couple. I mean, not in Anderson.
Not in A-Town.
Yeah.
We got one in Carmel.
We are getting a Chick-fil-A, though.
Here in Anderson?
At Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh, man.
And a McAllister's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you come up. I know. Big come up. Where's the McAllister's going?
Whatever. 71st Street, like over by where, Wick's Lumber?
You mean Rick's?
No, Wick's.
Yeah,
like Wick's. Across from Applewood Movie Richards. Theater over there.
Yeah, Richard's Lumber.
Yeah, Rick's.
Yeah, it's Wick's.
71st Street.
Wick's Lumber.
That's over by my
along the freeway.
Huh.
We got wheelie big deals at Wick's Lumber.
Wheelie big wumbas at Wick's Lumber. We're the number one at Wick's Lumber.
Get to the next headline.
Hey, you guys want to keep talking about food? Let's compare hot dogs.
Okay, let's. What do we got? Pittsburgh versus...
We got the Pirates. Pittsburgh. The Pirates versus the Orioles. So, Orioles.
Two teams that sell all their talent.
All right, so we got...
we're going to get a couple years out of
two different foot-long hot dogs. So, start with the Orioles. Okay. So, they have a fully loaded... foot-long hot dog at home games. It's called
the Bridge Buster.
The warehouse, warehouse dog. You won't be able to actually get to the arena to buy it.
No one can go to baseball in Baltimore anymore.
Or stadium, whatever it's called. Yeah. Okay, so it's foot-long hot dog.
Okay.
It has horseradish-infused brick sauce.
Okay.
Pit beef queso fundido.
Oh, we're winning so far.
Yeah. Pickled pico.
Okay.
And onions.
A little acidity.
On a pretzel bun.
Oh, sold.
For real? You would eat this?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, well, hold on. I think it's a competition, though. Are we looking at who...
It's a lot. Okay. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Stuff.
It's flavor blasting.
And I think it's interesting. Usually when I think of Baltimore Charm City, I'm not thinking of things that...
I'm just happy there's no crab.
Talk about queso, pico. These are not words that I usually associate with Baltimore.
Well, that's true. I mean... They're right on the line, right? Historically, between the north and the south, if we're thinking, borderline.
But pico doesn't. Pico didn't like trickle up from Virginia, Fred.
Yeah, no. But if you're just thinking about border, south of the border, Baltimore's on the line.
I mean, it was definitely a Confederate delicacy.
Pico.
Pico.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
Confederacy was all about international.
Yeah. I mean, stuff. It was that was the one good thing about the Battle of Gettysburg is it introduced Pico to Pennsylvania.
Yes. That's right.
And queso.
Yeah. All those Yinzers got their cheese at Gettysburg.
Yeah. You know, this would be good on fries.
Wait till you hear about what they were eating at Harper's Ferry, dude. Damn.
So, all right. So we got the warehouse dog. Now, then the Pirates, they have a foot-long hot dog called the Renegade. Foot-long hot dog topped with...
This is so dumb.
Pot roast.
Okay.
Pickles.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Potato pierogies.
Oh.
And onions.
Right. It's just an extra meal.
I want you to see the photo here.
It's just an extra meal.
This is the warehouse.
Okay.
And this is the Renegade.
Baltimore.
For real?
Yeah, it's all
just,
day.
It's just show me the pictures.
So you don't eat a pierogi on hot dogs? I know,
it's an extra meal.
It's it's basically mashed potatoes.
I know what a pierogi
is. Pasta.
But
with the hot roast.
What nationality is a hot dog? German?
I guess. Or where do you go?
So we got Germans. Denmark? Germans. Okay, Northern Europe. Poland.
Yeah.
And then in Baltimore, we got Mexico.
Just weird.
German, because we got pickled something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Pretzel roll, yeah. German.
Pickled pico.
Okay, so Argentina. When the Germans came to Argentina, they did pickled pico, right?
I guess.
On the rat lines.
Yeah.
Pickled
yeah.
pico came on the rat
Probably,
lines.
Yeah.
Pretzel roll, German. So a lot of German influence here, but I'm going Baltimore Ooh, over
That
Pitts,
looks like a
Pittsburgh.
Mess, man. I
what
think,
do you listen to this guy? I mean, like you wouldn't eat that.
I'd have to. I know. Well, I would. Yeah, I'd have to. I'd have to get it to go and be close to a safe bathroom.
Oh, the cheese! I forgot
queso
about the cheese
and pickled.
But don't
pico.
Pierogies have cheese in them?
I like pico, but a pickled pico. It just
It'd
seems
be like
a,
It's a relish.
Yeah, it's a relish.
It's a relish.
So, what do you like about the Renegade?
I like hot dogs. I like pickles. I like pot roast. And I like pierogies.
Pierogies.
Do you not like,
I like everything about it?
Do you like other pickled things, or is it just the pickled cucumber? You like because you're concerned about the pickled pico.
Well, what about pico? Like pickled cauliflower?
Pico de gallo. It's a little bit. It's got some acidity.
Country, a little bit rock and roll.
But then you pickle it, and it feels like it's just a lot of acid.
That's what pickling is.
Yeah,
it's called vinegar.
Yeah, but
also cleans out your coffee pot,
which is not bad. I mean. I don't know. I would try both, but
you'd pull pierogies.
Where you
now,
at?
When you would eat the Renegade with the pierogies, are you eating the pierogies off of the top?
No, I eat it all together.
All together?
That's the
some
correct
food scientists
answer.
Put it all together, yeah, so I'm going to honor their
Friend,
choice.
Aramark has no food scientists.
Yeah, Aramark, yeah. You can also get these at Yellowstone.
Yeah. There are no food scientists working at these stadiums. I could.
You don't think I
You ever been on the Maid of the Mist?
Confidently
you ever
say.
Been on the Maid of the Mist and eat one of these things? Yeah. Hell yeah, boy.
I don't know. But hey.
I'm just wondering. I mean, yeah, they put it all together. It just seems like something you would kind of eat off first before you went in all in on the dog.
I mean, you got to take a cohesive bite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one.
Just,
are you fork and knife? Fork and knife in this at all?
Nah. It's Pittsburgh, man.
It's true. Yinzers.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are you at, Snoop? Which one? Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
I think the Baltimore one sounds better.
Agreed.
But I don't like that that's in Baltimore. If this were like the Rangers,
yeah.
The D-backs, yeah.
San Diego.
I'm down for it. Yeah. But being in Baltimore, I'm like, how are you missing?
Detroit.
You're missing.
Minnesota. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're missing something. Mm-hmm. There's other ones too.
We'll have to do some more hot dog comparisons and
yeah,
just see.
I think there's the Rangers have a pretty big one, and Houston also has
one. What do you think they have in Seattle? Like sashimi on a hot dog?
They got crickets. Yeah, fried crickets there.
Yep.
Huh.
Own nothing, eat bugs, be happy.
You guys want to keep talking about food?
I mean, we can.
Why not? Jason Kelce allegedly lost his Super Bowl ring.
Taylor Swift's brother-in-law.
Yeah. In Cincinnati. Future. So there was a the Lumbaby Games at the University of Cincinnati's Fifth Third Arena.
Did he go to Cincinnati too?
Mm-hmm.
So we had college athletes facing off against academics in a series of games. And one of these games, we had the college athletes and the academics searching through pools filled with Skyline chili.
Wait. Pools?
Like
kiddie pools?
Kiddie pools, okay. Yeah. Filled with Skyline chili, and they were actually searching for his Super Bowl ring. So they had socks, and in three socks, in two of the socks, there were decoy rings, and in one was the real ring. Well, they found the decoy rings, but the real Super Bowl ring they couldn't find. So they his theory is that the sock that had his ring in it actually maybe got ejected from the pool and then thrown away. He thinks it's maybe in a landfill. So they had he had his intern for his podcast, which we're also accepting applications, by the way, for our summer internship program. So just let us know. Anyway, had the next day had one of the podcast interns search through the pool of chili with a shovel. Couldn't find it. They also tried searching.
How much chili was there? You need a shovel to move this chili?
A pool full of chili.
I know, but I saw a picture. It wasn't that big of a pool.
I know.
How many gallons do you think a kiddie pool holds? 100?
The one that they had?
Yeah.
I mean, no. I don't know why you don't just 40? Dump the get a screen. Do it like an archaeological dig.
Why don't you just stick your hand in there and find it? It's not that big of a deal. Well,
they
get yourself a spoon.
Was it? Were there noodles, too? We're talking skyline.
Probably. It was chili three ways, so yeah. They also tried using a metal detector, but they didn't realize Skyline Chili actually has trace amounts of iron in it. So the metal detector didn't work.
Yeah, because it's got a bunch of meat in it.
Did you hear that Lunchables have lead in them?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Shocker.
So anyway, so if you
this is on him. This is on.
I know. This is on it him. Sounds like it. He tried to play it off, but no. I think it's on him. I don't know why you would give somebody that ring and think, hey, there's nothing that could go wrong here.
What's the point of having two decoys and a real one? Just have three decoys and call one of them real.
Yeah. Yeah, just mark
you're it like with that Sharpie. Whole. You're like the ball hawk from the Rangers. Or from the Dodgers game the other night.
Saw that.
Yeah, I saw it live. I was like, did that guy just... Yeah.
It's also like the kid years ago with those like college girls sitting behind him, like 8-year-old kid, and he catches a foul ball and he pulls one out of his hoodie and hands it to like the girl behind him. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so... And then he just looks at... They're like 8-year-olds. He just looks at his buddy like, yeah.
So,
oh man.
During this... Dodgers Padres game, Tatis hit a home run. Sorry, Padres player hit a home
run.
Okay. Padres main man.
So traditionally, what would happen is it was the opponent's ball, so you would throw it back onto the field.
Oh.
What this guy did is he caught the ball and pulled an extra ball out of his jacket pocket
and threw it
that back, one back.
100% pimp.
Except. Happens all the time, except this was captured on national TV live on ESPN. They took Buster Olney out there, had interviewed him. He's like, yeah, man, got busted. Yeah. Wouldn't change a thing. Like, every ball hog knows you come to the ballpark with an extra ball. So
this was Padres who?
Padres Dodgers.
Oh, so the Dodgers didn't come and confiscate the ball?
No, not this time. No.
Hear about that, Rowdy?
No.
A woman caught Shohei Ohtani's first home run.
Oh, okay, yes.
They came and robbed her.
Bullied her.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a robbery.
Separated her from her husband.
Yeah, it's a robbery.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Versus like the Andrew McCutchen 300th home run that was also in a visiting stadium. And McCutchen gave him like a bat, walk around the clubhouse, all sorts of stuff.
Hmm.
And they gave the ball back.
Renegade dog.
Yeah, a renegade dog. I have some updates for you, actually.
Wait, real quick.
Okay.
Just while we're on the Skyline topic, real quick, I just wanted to
Where are we at on Skyline, by the way?
I like Cincinnati chili.
It's all right.
It's very divisive.
I don't get the
I haven't had it in years.
The great thing about chili is there's all kinds of different chili. And Skyline chili, it's a good
Skyline more like Texas? Does it have beans or not? I don't remember.
It does have beans, but it's very curry. Curry? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It's very curry heavy. It's
Texas chili that has no beans, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It's more Eastern European.
Well, it's got a little cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
That's it. Yeah.
But it makes sense.
It's Cincinnati.
It's not sweet. It's good. But
Mellow, I don't like the noodles.
Mellow mushroom. Turmeric.
If it's you got go to turmeric and cinnamon.
Oh yeah. It's got a little punch. They work together well. Yeah, it's nice.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to Mellow Mushroom in Cincinnati, you can get their Cincy Pizza. So this
I will draw the line. I know what you're going.
Ohio pizza? Are you kidding me?
So we get that's where sorry to break it to you, but that's where Pizza King stole their recipe from, Dayton, Ohio. We've covered this.
That's fine.
Dayton's basically Indiana.
Oh my gosh.
Cincinnati's
basically.
It's the Gary of East Central Indiana. Oh my gosh.
No. Dayton? Too far.
Yeah. Skyline Chili Pizza, mellow mushroom. You got the crust. The sauce is, of course, Skyline Chili. Then you cover it with mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
You get some.
That seems weird.
The slices of all beef kosher hot dogs.
Rowdy's long ways or short ways?
Short ways.
Rowdy's making it rain in here.
Short ways.
Okay.
Mustard. You got some shredded.
Is that mustard?
Shredded cheddar.
Or nacho cheese.
And then you've got onions and you've got mustard. Okay. Drizzle mustard, some hot sauce, and then oyster crackers on top.
Okay. I take it back.
I'm in
that. Put a pretzel crust on that. We got a deal.
Oh,
it looks great.
It looks pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was just going to be a pizza and you slopped on Skyline on the top. No, that's the way to do it.
Overall, Cincinnati's kind of lame.
This week, and I was like, man, I would eat that for sure.
For sure.
Anyway, sorry. Updates.
Rangers.
Yes.
They are ones with a massive hot dog, the Boomstick. But they also have Flamin' Hot Cheetos pretzels.
Soft or hard?
Soft.
Interesting.
Yeah. Looks pretty delicious. Brisket croissant. But they have what they call a Boomstick burger, which is a 2-foot-long burger.
What?
Yeah. It's just a long burger. I'm like, imagine a hot dog.
It's flat.
But it's not a hot dog. It's a burger.
Is it like a cylindrical or flat?
Cylindrical.
Okay.
Cylindrical, yeah. It's rolled like a hot dog, but it's burger.
What is burger?
It's burger. So that's what it was.
On brioche.
Want me to fix your booger?
There you go. What else we got?
I'd eat that.
We're about out of time.
Dream Team 24.
That's right. I got this. Let me get this pulled up here. We have the Dream Team 24 out. Roster was released today. Let's see what we think about this, Snoopy here. We got Bam Adebayo.
Yep.
Devin Booker.
Okay.
Steph Curry.
Steph Blurry.
Street Clothes.
Don't like it.
Kevin Durant.
But size. Okay.
Anthony Edwards.
Love it.
Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Uh-huh.
Jrue Holiday.
Right. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. LeBron James.
Uh-huh.
Kawhi Leonard.
Last one added.
Jason Tatum.
Like it.
I think that's pretty good squad.
You got length.
I
mean,
I get rid of LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Who's going to be the ball? Who's the point guard going to be?
Halliburton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Or Steph.
Yeah. He's
or
kinda...
Booker.
All right, that's
or that... Kawhi.
One question I had was who was going to handle the ball, but Halliburton makes sense. No, too much length.
Edwards.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he could play point, but
all these guys could play point.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
except for
a lot of length. Except for clothes. They went with a couple big guys, which I think was surprising. To have, not that Embiid's not great, but that he would go on that team. But again, I guess you have to consider some of the other people that they're going to be playing against, other countries. They're going to have big guys up there. So, makes sense. I like it.
Interesting observation.
It's going to be...
No whites.
Whoa. That's an interesting observation, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, Scott Skiles wasn't available.
Scott Skiles and Rex Chapman.
Rex Chapman is not walking through
the door. White Chocolate was unavailable.
Yeah, Jason Williams not available.
Yeah.
Oh, that is interesting.
Now, that's pretty good squad. I mean, a couple of these, I'm kind of with Big City. I would have thought Embiid would not have played for the Americans.
Why not?
Well, he's not an American, right?
Clearly he is.
Only he might be now. For some reason, I thought Kawhi was a Canadian, but that's just because his years at Toronto.
In Toronto, yeah. No, he's an LA guy.
Anthony Davis makes me angry, more so than LeBron. I get LeBron. It's his curtain call for the Olympics, but really? Street clothes? How many games did they play in the Olympics? 12 or 14? He's going to play three of them?
Yeah, exactly. He might make it out of pool play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That one's a little.
And Holiday isn't. I like Jrue Holiday, but that is an interesting one.
Hmm.
And so is Adebayo to me.
I don't think so. He's started to add a 3-point shot, and he's tall.
Where's he at now?
Miami.
Still at Miami?
Yeah. So he's what, like 30-some percent, I think, now from the three. And
I mean,
he's taking them more often.
One, two.
A lot of defense. A lot of defense on that team.
Two true seven-footers. Wait, is Embiid a seven-footer?
Oh, yeah.
So three seven-footers. Durant, Davis, and Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a big team.
But Durant doesn't play.
Durant could be the point, too.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an older team, too.
It is older.
But Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Halliburton, that's what I want to see.
Me too.
That's a lot of athleticism. That's an oop
game, dude.
Yeah, that's a lot of athleticism.
Who's supposed to be good this year? España again?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I don't know about the international game. But yeah, we're going to hoop it up in Paris.
100 days, you said.
100 days from today.
100.
All right. 99 from when you're listening.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Oh, that's it. That's it. We did it. We did sports. Episode 339. As always, I want to thank the Minister of Sound, Mikey, Junior Minister of Sound, Ralphie, Jet Belly Music, the Commissioner, Brandon Casburn, Food Editor, Dennis Chu, the Kentucky Colonel, Sean, our new super fan, which we didn't put on here.
Pit Boss Brooke.
Pit Boss Brooke. And the honorary ball boy this week is...
We had a loss this week, fellas. The most famous Andersonian of all time died at the age of 97 this week.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Dodgers great Carl Erskine. Career stats. You ready for this? Pitching stats?
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, let's go batting. Now, Carl played from 1948 to 1959. That was 9 years as a Brooklyn Dodger, 2 years as an LA Dodger. What do you think, 588 at-bats, what do you think his batting average was?
091.
156 with one dong.
Oh, there you go.
31 ribbies, 92 hits, 51 runs. Pitching stats, 122 wins, mm-hmm. 78 losses. An ERA of 4, 13 saves.
Oh.
1,718.2 innings.
Uh-huh.
How many strikeouts in 1,700 innings?
2,236.
981.
Oh, man. I went the other way. I was like, this is either going to be way more or way less.
And for...
So he had a... Like a
4 six? ERA with a 981 strikeout rate. So he had a what?
Almost
over 50% strikeout rate in terms of innings.
Yeah.
Ratio.
Yeah. But
with a whip of
1.4.
1.33. Yeah. Carl Erskine died on April 16th. Born in Anderson, went to Anderson High School, went to Anderson University after the Dodgers moved back to Anderson. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got to meet him many times.
Owned a bank. Done
really. Actually, I think the first time I saw Carl Erskine, he was naked.
Wait, what?
Yep.
You can't drop that in an hour in.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw the 1954 World Series champion Carl Erskine, he was naked.
Tell me more. YMCA locker room with my dad as a kid.
Okay.
We're in the locker room. He goes, "That's Carl Erskine." And I thought, that's all of Carl Erskine.
That's as much Carl Erskine as I'll ever see.
I guess my only time seeing him was every year he would come to Anderson University and he would show up and do a special chapel session about Special Olympics.
That's what I was going to bring up.
So he was involved with the Special Olympics for 40 years.
Jimmy, his son had Down syndrome.
Okay.
Jimmy just passed away a year or two ago.
Okay.
And he was almost 60.
I think he was a weightlifter, right?
Yeah. Jimmy was a mainstay in the Anderson community, too. Everybody knew Jimmy Erskine.
Yeah.
We got an elementary school named after Carl.
Nice.
And we have a new mural of Carl Erskine downtown Anderson. It's pretty
good. Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, seemed like a really good guy.
Yep.
I'll have to find my signed Carl Erskine baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in, get it treated. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
At the library.
Or email us at sportspod@gmail.com with any questions, headlines, or topics you want to discuss. And don't forget to rate us and subscribe. New episodes will be there every single Thursday where we will ask, How about some sports?
Got under my body like a body my same size.